Philippians chapter 1 and verse 10. I want to come back once more to this word until the day of Christ. Paul, praying for the saints at Philippi, the saints in Christ Jesus, verse 1, prays this way, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best, and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ. Now, in the previous discourse, I made a few remarks on the word until, in the sense that we should be, as believers, I'm speaking to believers here, myself and to you, brother and sister, that we may be filled with this love of God, this love of Christ by the Spirit, that we may abound more and more in this love, in knowledge and depth of insight, so that we may be a discerning people, so that we may discern what is best, and we may be pure, uncontaminated, and blameless, living godly lives, spiritual lives, lives to the praise and glory of God, until continually, continuously, persevering in this, growing in this, as long as life shall last, until the day of Christ. But the thought now is this, it's not only continuous, it's not only perseverance here, but the word until can carry this meaning, against, with this in mind, with a view to, until in this sense, looking to, keeping this in mind, keeping your eye on, sort of treasuring up against that day, thinking of that day of Christ. Yes, persevering, growing continually, but it's continually thinking of this day, not of the immediate now, this day in which we live, as it were, but taking the long term, the long view, thinking of that great and final day, the day of Christ. Of course, the apostle means the coming again of the Lord Jesus, the return in great glory and majesty and power. He will appear the second time for salvation, not to accomplish it, not in humiliation in Bethlehem and going to the cross, but now in great glory, coming as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Judge of all, coming, bringing his reward, bringing honor for his people, glory and everlasting rest from all future labor, the hard labor of laboring in the gospel. So the apostle wants us to keep this in mind, that Christ is coming back, and we have to answer for this day's word, thought, action, all that we do, say, and think, yes. But it's not only thinking of that in the way of standing before judgment, but thinking of the glory to come, the honor to come, the privilege of serving Christ now. These are the thoughts that are running through this text. Growth and development now, with this aim in mind, to appear before Christ and receive his well done, good and faithful servant. And also to get glory and honor, but to have to answer too. So it will make us careful, but it will make us confident and assured, looking for that great appearing of Christ. Death is not the end. The resurrection will come. Christ will raise the dead. And God has appointed a day in which he will judge the world by that man, Jesus Christ. In raising him from the dead, he has given evidence of it. Unbeliever, there's an application here for you. You're living for the here and now. But this day of Christ is coming, when you will have to stand before him, and all outside of Christ will be condemned forever to everlasting torment and to perish forever. It's a dreadful thought. Why go there? Oh, come to Christ now and be ready for that great day. But this is a word mainly for the believer. Remember what Paul said in 2 Timothy 4, I have kept the faith, I run the race, I've got to the tape, and now there is laid up for me, there is in store for me, that crown of righteousness, which the judge, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. And not only me, but also to all them that long for his appearing. And that's what Paul has in mind here. He's taking his own medicine. He's praying this now for the Philippians. He's praying it for me. I have to think of it myself and pray for it. May I live today. May I work today with this in view. Christ is coming. I will have to answer to him, and he will honor me and reward me for anything I do in his name, even a cup of cold water, as we read in Matthew. May God bless these thoughts to us. May we keep our eye upon this great return of Christ. Christ is all, you see. And this is how Paul prays for these people. Let me quote a hymn of Charles Wesley. Thou judge of quick and dead, before whose bar severe, with holy joy or guilty dread, we all shall soon appear. Our cautioned souls prepare for that tremendous day, and fill us now with watchful care, and stir us up to pray. To pray and wait the hour, that awful hour unknown, when robed in majesty and power, thou shalt from heaven come down, the immortal Son of Man, to judge the human race, with all thy Father's dazzling train, with all thy glorious grace. Oh, may we thus be found, obedient to his word, attentive to the trumpet sound, and looking for our Lord. Oh, may we thus ensure a lot among the blessed, and watch a moment to secure an everlasting rest. Watching for the appearing of Christ, waiting for the appearing of Christ, and working for Christ with that great day in mind, always in view, looking unto the appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. May we grow in grace today and in the knowledge and experience of Christ by his Spirit, loving, abounding in depth of insight, clarity of thought, contamination ruled out, pure, blameless, living for Christ, all with his great day in mind. May we live today looking unto and longing for the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.